Welcome back to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI research so you don't have to wade through dense academic papers. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, quick shout out to our sponsor Limitless AI, helping teams deploy LLMs at scale without the headaches. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from improving reinforcement learning in language models to building better clinical AI agents. So let's get started. First up, we've got a paper from Hugging Face Daily that tackles a really fundamental question in LLM training. How do you make reinforcement learning actually work better? The team looked at this problem where RL effectiveness really depends on the diversity of your training data, especially for reasoning tasks. Think about it, if you only expose your model to one way of solving math problems during training, it's going to struggle when RL tries to optimize for different approaches. Their key insight was to use self-generated data as an intermediate step during what they call mid-training. Essentially, they're having the model generate diverse reasoning paths for itself, then using that varied data to make RL more effective. The results show significant improvements in reasoning performance. And here's why this matters for practitioners. It's a relatively straightforward way to boost your RL training without needing massive new datasets. You're basically teaching your model to be its own diverse tutor before the real optimization begins. This could be game-changing for anyone working on reasoning-heavy applications where you want your LLM to explore multiple solution paths rather than getting stuck in local optima. Next, let's talk about a paper that addresses one of the biggest practical challenges in deploying large models. How do you actually run these massive diffusion LLMs efficiently? The authors introduce something called TIDE, which tackles the specific problem of mixture of experts diffusion models. Now, diffusion LLMs are this interesting alternative to autoregressive models. They can decode entire blocks in parallel rather than token by token, which should be way more efficient. But here's the catch. When you scale these up with MoE architectures, you run into serious deployment issues on resource-constrained devices. The traditional approaches either kill you with I/O overhead from constantly loading experts or create compute bottlenecks that defeat the purpose. TIDE solves this with what they call I/O-aware expert offload. Basically, it's smart about which experts to keep in memory and which to offload, minimizing the expensive data movement while maintaining performance. The key innovation is that it's completely lossless, meaning you don't sacrifice quality for efficiency. For practitioners, this is huge because it makes deploying these powerful diffusion models actually feasible on edge devices or in cost-sensitive production environments. If you're working with large MoE models and struggling with deployment constraints, this approach could be exactly what you need. Our third paper introduces something called ClinSeq Agent, and it's tackling a really important gap in clinical AI. Most current clinical decision support systems assume you've already gathered and curated all the relevant evidence, but that's not how real medicine works. In practice, doctors need to actively seek out information from multiple sources, plan their investigation iteratively, and synthesize everything from lab results to imaging to patient history. This paper shifts the paradigm from passive evidence consumption to active evidence seeking. ClinSeq Agent is an agentic framework that can dynamically search for and integrate multimodal clinical evidence. The system doesn't just wait for you to hand it data, it actively reasons about what information it needs, where to find it, and how to combine different types of evidence to support clinical decisions. What's particularly clever is how it handles the iterative nature of clinical reasoning as it gathers more evidence, it updates its understanding, and might seek out additional information. The implications for healthcare AI are massive. This could be the foundation for clinical assistants that actually mirror how doctors think and work. Rather than just processing pre-selected information. For ML practitioners working in healthcare, this represents a much more realistic and powerful approach to clinical decision support than anything we've seen before. The fourth paper, SAMO, addresses something that's been bugging me about vision language models. They score really well on spatial reasoning benchmarks, but do they actually understand space the way we do? The authors discovered that existing spatial VLMs have a glaring weakness. They don't understand basic camera motion, which is fundamental to spatial cognition. Think about it, when you move through a room, your understanding of the space is intimately connected to how your viewpoint changes. The paper introduces the spatial narrative score, which is this clever evaluation framework that requires models to generate explicit spatial narratives. These narratives need to capture both what's happening in the scene and how the camera is moving. Then use that understanding for downstream reasoning. What they found is pretty eye-opening. Models that seem great at spatial tasks actually fail badly when you require them to understand camera motion. But here's the cool part. When they train models using their camera motion-grounded approach, the improvements were substantial. For anyone working with VLMs in robotics, autonomous systems, or any application where spatial understanding matters, this work suggests you need to be way more careful about how you evaluate and train for spatial intelligence. Just because a model can answer "where is the cup" doesn't mean it truly understands space. Finally, we have a really practical paper that addresses something every AI engineer struggles with. How do you actually architect production LLM agents? The author introduces this concept called the stochastic deterministic boundary, or SDB, which is basically the interface between your probabilistic LLM outputs and your deterministic software systems. This boundary includes four key components: a proposer that generates actions, a verifier that checks them, a commit step that executes valid actions, and a reject signal for invalid ones. What's brilliant about this framework is that it treats this boundary as a first-class architectural object rather than an afterthought. The paper provides a methodology for selecting and composing runtime architecture patterns specifically for production agents. This isn't just theoretical, it's addressing the real pain points that teams face when trying to deploy LLM agents reliably. The SDB